Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Be more innocent than the blood of an unborn child.
Absolutely. So this is where we pick up on my commentary. We realize that we have 500,000 children missing or dead or being used in sex trafficking or slave labor. They were asking, what was it that woke the people up? What was it that caused so many to leave the Communist Party, the Democratic Party, to leave there and help? And you had so many that were in the middle, okay, that didn't belong to either party, but here they went red. They turned to the right. Well, what was it? Well, one of them was understanding that you had the sex trafficking of children. We got this message out. We were able to. They were very, very, very well aware of over 20 million people that died due to the COVID kill shot worldwide, along with many times that amount, Joe and Style, are to this very day sick and injured.
Yeah, well, just think of the Holocaust. They talk about 6 million Jews. I mean, not that wasn't one of the most horrible things on earth, but the COVID killed way more than the 6 million Jews that were killed by the Nazis.
Oh, absolutely.
Like you said 20 million. That, you know, three and almost a third times as many. I mean, people, I don't think, get how horrible that COVID shot was.
And we've said it time and time again, but just look around on a case-by-case basis. The people that got the worst symptoms or even died are always typically the people that ended up getting the shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
The more shots, the more chance you had of being dead.
You had, with adolescents that had that myocarditis, and I'm talking about many thousands of these adolescents that were documented, every single one of them got the kill shot, every single one, okay? And so here today, and don't forget, those that refused the kill shots were often fired from their job. In our church, we had grandparents, several grandparents, who were refused by their adult children.
To see their grandkids. Yeah, I remember
right.
That. It was horrible.
Yeah, because they refused to take the kill shot, okay? We saw our military humiliated and denigrated for rejecting the unclean, well, rejecting the flu shots. They were, many of them were thrown out. But also, we saw our military reject the transgender, filthy transgender movement and the drag queen insanity. And they have no tolerance, Joe. We had no tolerance for the 13,700 convicted murderers, and over 14,000 rapists and pedophiles that were sent into here, that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris brought into this country, that the Democratic Communist Party brought into this country. And so, yeah, they bring them in, move them into the cities where people don't bring them out here where I live, out in the suburbs and my gated areas. No, we don't want those people out there. Bring them into cities where they can prey upon you lesser people than us. We are the wicked elite, Democratic Communist Party elite, okay? Here we see that Congressman Coons, Congressman Coons came out, and again, he says they simply failed to explain, to make the people realize how much good that Joe Biden and the Democratic Communist Party has done for the American people. Well, here, we realized that they were confusing young children about their gender so that some evil, greedy, wicked, wealthy Democrats could get even richer by mutilating these children. We realized that. I realized that. You guys realized that, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
And so
very clear.
We realized that the people, you know, became very, very well aware of the fact that Joe Biden was bought and paid for by the Chinese Communist Party. How many times, Joe, did we tell people what, you know, did we remind them what the Chinese Communist Party leaders were saying? How they said,
often, well, we didn't call him China Joe for nothing, you know.
time and time again, we told them that here they're laughing and actually saying, we own the highest office. We own the Biden, the whole Biden crime cartel. They were bought and paid for by the Chinese, weren't they?
Right. Very clearly. I mean, we had a clip that they played where they did it. It was
off Al Jazeera.
I'm trying to think, the general or whoever was doing it. It was translated, but it was very clear.
Yeah. Yeah. We watched it live.
Yeah, you wish we could have shown it on radio, but you can't. But we, you know, told the story over and over and over.
Yep. And so what was, remember the instructions that Obama Biden got from his mentors, from his owners? One, keep the borders open. We want you to keep the borders open. We want to make sure that fentanyl, that a lot of fentanyl that we're sending to Mexico makes it into your borders. We want to make sure that you keep the child sex slave trade and prostitution. We want to see that continue. And they did. The Bidens did that.
They remembered, the Chinese remembered, America was great because America was good. Remember?
Yep.
And I think they picked up on that, and they figured, well, if that's the case, if America's no longer good, she will not be great. And I think they hit it right on the nose.
Well, long ago, there was that mindset was by Balak and Balaam. That was the mindset when Balak tried to convince Balaam to curse Israel.
Right.
And he said, look, send the Moabite. The Moabite is women in there. Have them seduce the Israeli men. And God himself will curse them then, right?
Right. And then God will punish and curse, yeah.
Yeah, totally.
And the same would hold true for America, the Christian nation, that he, like the promised land of Israel, America was the land of freedom and religious freedom for the whole world. God gave us this country as a blessing, like he gave the children of Israel the promised land. So if he punished Israel for turning away from him, he's going to have to bring judgment someday on this country.
Well, when hundreds of thousands of Christian patriots went to D.C., the District of Crime, to protest the stealing of their election, the stealing of their votes. They were treated. These are Americans who had First Amendment rights, Second Amendment rights. They went to, and they did as they were, it was their duty. They went to D.C. to protest the stealing of their votes. They were treated like enemy combatants.
Right, instead of, you know, the freedom to, you know, carry out our grievances against the government to demonstrate. They were called terrorists and insurrectionists. There was no insurrection. An insurrection is when you try and take over, like the military, take over the economy, take over the cabinet. You know, I mean, none of this stuff happened at that. It was basically a protest, and a few people got angry and rioted, but they were encouraged by all those FBI agents that were undercover that were egging them on and you know, really instigating everything bad that happened.
It's funny how 4 years later we still don't have the full footage released to the public, huh?
No, we still don't have it released.
Well, 4 years later, and you still have many of those that have not even had a trial. have not even had a trial yet, 4 years later. Okay, now, but on top of that, there was an insurrection. The insurrection was held by the Democrats, the communists themselves, where what they did through the election fraud, through, look, when at the last minute, remember, we sat and watched. We sat and watched as they inverted the numbers. And here again, remember, where did all of these millions, what was the total vote amount of this last election? Where
74 million something.
Well, then where every one of the states said you had the highest turnout they've ever had, okay.
But Biden had 81.2.
Yeah, so you had, what about, where did all those millions and millions?
Plus million extra votes there somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, and they come electronically too, didn't they?
Well, like you said, all of a sudden Trump was 100,000 votes ahead, and then you turn around, he's 100,000 votes behind. That's a 200,000 vote difference in a couple hours. Doesn't happen. It's never happened in history, but they tried to make everybody believe that, that's the way it was. No, that was the way we were cheated.
Well, you know, Joe, I had a stack of the articles, the investigations, and all the election fraud, foot high. Foot high. You had in Michigan, just outrageous amount of election fraud in Michigan. In Georgia, you had them on camera. Locking the Republicans out and pulling ballots out from underneath tables. You had them.
Yeah, we saw that where they pulled them out of suitcases. They weren't supposed to be in suitcases. They opened up three or four suitcases, started counting. I mean, they had it on film.
Yeah,
and
I watched.
They had all those counties where they had more people voting than they had voters. I mean, you can't have more votes than voters unless you cheat, right?
Well, I watched in Michigan there. As they pull up to the election board, the guy gets out of a box truck. He opens the back of the box truck, and it was stacked with boxes of Biden ballots. It says right on the boxes, Biden ballots, okay? These were all phony ballots. We saw what happened there in Pennsylvania when they brought in a semi-load full of phony ballots. Okay?
Yeah, big truck. After no ballot, there should not have been any more ballots counted or even brought in, and they came in with a truckload.
And then, of course, in Maricopa County, the drug dealers in the Democratic Party are the same people. They're the same people. And what, there was unbelievable election fraud there. They just had it again. They had all of these phony ballots, popping up from no place. Poor Carrie Lake, that poor woman, she can't buy a break, can she?
No. She's fighting one of the most corrupt states. Trump won, but they couldn't cheat enough, but they got her covered.
All righty. We're up against it. We'll be back right after this.
Infuriating when I first saw it. I know that Daily Signal broke this story. FEMA Administrator Deanne Deanne Criswell released a statement Saturday from FEMA saying, "I want to be clear to all my employees, the American people, this type of behavior and action will not be tolerated. FEMA will hold people accountable. They violate these standards of conduct." Is that good enough for you, Congresswoman?
Not at all. In fact, I actually personally wrote Criswell a letter demanding answers, as well as Chairman Comer is asking her to come in and testify. I expect a full investigation, and I want to see emails because I don't think that this is just an isolated incident. To put it in perspective, Laura, my district was actually one of the hardest hit districts. We had 13 people die. A majority of my constituents had their claims denied with FEMA. And so I do believe that, as you saw, this was a very weaponized administration, and I do think that they know of more instances, but they're probably covering up for it. So it's our job to get to the bottom of it.
Well, they were accusing former President-elect Trump of politicizing disaster relief when he was president. But, I mean, this is classic. Yeah. I mean, this is literally playing with people's lives and their property and their daily needs, basic necessities. I mean, they'll give it anything that migrants want coming across the border, but some poor person with a Trump sign doesn't get help. It's shocking.
I mean, it's infuriating. We were hearing reports out of North Carolina that people were also being denied. And I think that that's when I started kind of picking my head up and kind of listening to some of those claims. Because, again, you know, after the hurricane hit both Helene and Milton here, Biden called down and assured that we would have all the assistance that we needed. But now you're finding that this was not just an isolated thing. I mean, this woman went as far as directing in person some of these people that were doing the claims to just ignore them. And that's simply unacceptable. I don't think that it was a conspiracy theory. We know that President Trump was right. But I do think that outlets like The New York Times should retract their accusations saying that that was misinformation, because clearly we were correct. And clearly this is just more evidence that this administration, instead of focusing on people and Americans and uniting the country, they're just further dividing us.
Congresswoman, I know you're in the House, but the Senate leadership fight that's going on, or it's a race, and it's a family fight. Thoughts about that, given what's at stake in a very short window that President Trump has to enact his agenda?
Make no mistake, Mitch McConnell is absolutely trying to knife Rick Scott and ensure that President Trump's agenda is blocked. Mitch McConnell has done more harm to this country than I would argue that Schumer has. And the fact is that Thune and Cornyn, if they really loved this country and they wanted to back this president, they would stand aside and let Rick Scott be the majority leader.
Wow. Congresswoman, thank you very much. We appreciate it. And just ahead, Kamala's...
All righty. Very good, folks.
You know, that was right on the money. If they were really patriots at all, they looked at this election. It was just, you know, Trump was totally validated in every state. The people made it very clear what they wanted. They wanted change. They wanted Trump. They wanted his policies, his plans. And if either of those gentlemen had really, you know, any idea of serving the people, they would step aside and let Rick Scott be the leader of the Senate, because he is the Trump supporter in the Senate.
Yeah, well, we wondered why some of the good people, you know, are not supporting Rick Scott. The last time, he only got like 10 votes, okay?
Yeah, we tried to called Holly's people and couldn't get an answer. The people didn't know anything.
Here's an answer from Holly's.
Oh.
Josh Hawley received $623,000 from John Cornyn.
Oh. For running for office.
Yeah.
To help him
yep.
get elected.
Yep. And there you go.
But he's backing Thune.
Oh, yeah. That's amazing,
that
isn't it?
That doesn't make any sense. The money went from... I couldn't get anything from any of his people, but we left all kinds of messages and everything for him that here in Missouri, we are not happy with his backing John Thune.
Yeah.
And he's an anti-Trumper. He's a member of the deep state in that sense that he is a rhino. And hopefully tomorrow, you know, the people will get a blessing and Rick Scott will win the nomination for the head of the Senate.
Well, Rick Scott was a dark horse in this, and we'll see what happens. Of course, you know,
he's got the popular vote. When they did what we talked about last night, some big 900,000 people, you know, were polled, and they want Rick Scott by like 65%. So
well,
he's the people's choice, that's for sure.
Absolutely. We want to put people that are non-compromisers, that are for real, okay?
Yeah.
I got to give an announcement here, and that is Tactical Civics, the lawful, peaceful, and permanent. Do you think that there are too many criminals and not enough public servants in our government? Do you think that the criminals?
Yes.
Do you think that the criminals need consequences and the servants need supervision? Do you think that somebody should do something about it? If the answer is yes, join us to learn more about the Lawful, Peaceful, Permanent Solution, Introduction to Tactical Civics. That is Thursday, November 14th, from 7 to 8 p.m. at the IHOP restaurant. That's the IHOP at 17887 Bagley Road in Middleburg Heights. Again, That's Thursday from 7 to 8 at the IHOP restaurant at 1788 Bagley Road in Middlefield Heights, Ohio. And so, folks, there you go. It's a good place to start. And there's another one also coming up on November 22nd. There's going to be a meeting on Friday at 7 p.m. at the Ransom Sage Farm. That's the Ransom Sage Farm at 505 Center Street in Chardon, Ohio. And that's, again, the solution to this introduction to tactical civics. We promoted that here, and they're taking over county by county. It's a long, slow, but a progressive, well, aggressive, I could say. I don't like the word progressive nowadays.
Right.
But we're it's a movement we're seeing that's growing and growing to take our country back to one nation under God. And so we got another announcement to make, too, and that is that the Geauga County Right to Life Christmas concert, this is our big fundraiser, and Joe and Style, you know, Geauga County Right to Life has been a major part in saving over 24,000 babies. Now, it's taken us over 50 years to do that, but that's over 24,000 babies. The Geauga County Right to Life has been a major part in here in Ohio. And they're having, and you guys know, Joe, what it's like in the pro-life movement. You know, you and I have paid the price. I've been shot at several times. I've been arrested for simply preaching the gospel, jail for preaching, for rescuing babies out there. They tried to kill me several times. Okay.
Yeah, that's a horrible crime. Yeah, that rescuing babies, that's got to be, you know, terrible, terrible crime.
But by God's grace, we beat them every time. We going into the courts, we beat them, we beat them, we beat them. They even tried to RICO me three times, accusing me with racketeering for saving babies. Okay. And so here, folks.
Now, if that isn't an oxymoron, I don't know what is, right?
Well, here's the thing. One of our major fundraisers is beautiful. It's a Christmas concert. We do every year, and, I mean, they have such talent comes out. The Chester Christian Center puts this on, the Chester Christian Center in Chesterland. They put this on to help us. It's free. The concert's free. We take up an offering. But it's one of our major fundraisers where we can continue to fight. And, I mean, and we go flat out head-to-head with planned predators, the most evil, wicked, ungodly, unclean. And one of our major goals here is to defund planned predators if we can. I'd like to lock them all up, every single one of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Lock them up.
But make a point, too. If you notice, look at this last election. Look at the money the Democrats, evil can raise money. We do these things like this wonderful concert. We do something similar out here in Missouri. Several concerts away, the money is raised for life and for Christian, you know, missions, and evil outspends us sometimes, you know, 10 to 1, 8 to 1. That's always the way it is. So people have something like this they can go to. That concert should have people lined up outside that can't get in. That would be the blessing you'd like to see, right?
Absolutely. And one of the things, Pastor Bruce Pfeiffer, he was our major fundraiser. He was in charge of the fundraising. And he did a wonderful job fundraising, helping us raise. But he went home to be with the Lord. And I've never been able to find anyone to replace him. And so keep that in prayer. You folks out there across the country, pray for that too, that if you would. Because we're talking about saving babies, saving precious little babies, okay? And Joe, like we said, you know, the ironic thing was for the communists, for the... Their number one issue was to kill babies. Their number one issue was to be able to kill. They wanted to kill innocent children. And God's number one issue was to save those babies. You know, we talked about that before. You know, the very first commandment he gave was to be fruitful and multiply. And then the very first statute that God gave was that of the death penalty for destroying, you know, the image of God. And so here... That was, and they made a big mistake. The left made a big mistake thinking that the vast majority of the women in this country were as wicked and evil and unclean. By the way, Do you see, have you been watching these, those wicked, wicked, unclean women on The View, on the PU, The View, are telling people it's all right to split with your family, especially on Thanksgiving, because they voted for Trump, if they did. It's all right to do that.
That from a Yale psychologist, psychiatrist.
A quack.
An MD, quack.
Yeah.
And he's saying that they call him, quote, a prominent mental health expert. This is MSNBC. That viewers should feel justified in cutting ties with relatives this holiday season, anyone that voted for President-elect Trump. And Dr. Amanda Calhoun was there with Joy Reid, Joyless Reid, and about ways liberals who are devastated can cope with this and separate. It's going to help you if you separate yourself from all your loved ones, your family members, your close friends. It's completely fine to not be around them and tell them why. That kind of thing is really going to bring people together, going to be good for you. It's going to really break up more and more families, going to divide the nation further than
Joe,
it's just more evil, right?
Actually, the irony is this, is actually what they're doing. The Bible tells you that light can have no fellowship with darkness.
Okay,
that Christ can have no fellowship with Belial. So he's telling you that we cannot have fellowship with the wicked. We can't have fellowship with the wicked. And so what he's doing is basically he's telling the wicked out there to go ahead and help the righteous disfellowship with you. He's telling them stay, and which making it easier because a lot of times the good people, they don't want to have to say, I'm sorry, but I just can't be with you because of your stand. But they're making it easier for the good people to say, I really don't want to have any fellowship or any part with you because, again, God's Word, the Bible, says I can't, okay? But here's this, and these women out there, Joe, that are shaving their heads, you have a lot of these feminists now are going to shave their heads. And, Joe, I'm calling on a feminist. Don't do that. You don't know how it hurts Joe and I and Styled.
Give me a good laugh.
It cuts us to the quick if you go out and shave your head. And not only that, listen to this. They're told not to have sex with men, not to have any sex with men. And do you know that? And here, saying divorce your husbands. Now,
sleep with them, yeah.
Listen, if you were a male married to a feminist, a Democrat feminist, and she's told you she didn't want to have sex, you would probably consider it a blessing, a relief. Right? I mean, think about that.
I just have to laugh at these women. They are so foolish. They are so simple. The shaved head, and they're going through this. I mean, talk about getting carried away because you didn't get your way. They bought all the thing. Oh, Trump's going to put people in concentration camps and we'll never have free elections. I mean, they turn everything around. That was what the liberals wanted, is to pack the Supreme Court. They wanted to have all these illegals brought in and made citizens, and so that the conservatives and the Christians would never again be able to come into power and stop the revolution. They always take what they're doing and accuse everybody else of doing what they're doing. And it's like one of these days people are going to figure this out. And when
let me ask you this. Don't you
the problems.
Look, I mean, don't you think that these feminists, the ones they've had to come out have all been younger ones, that they should expect their leaders, like Hillary and Nancy Pelosi, to lead by example and be the first to shave their heads, okay? That would be
Pelosi, Karine Jean-Pierre, yeah.
Well, you mentioned The View earlier. I thought they were all supposed to be in Canada already.
Yeah, they were supposed to go to Canada already. And
every time a Republican wins, they have all these Hollywood people are going to run. They're going to leave the country. They're going to go. And we had the same thing this year. I looked up, not one of all these liberals that said they were going to, you know, leave the country, not one of them. They all share, and all the others came up with some excuse why they couldn't really go. Well, they wanted to, but just couldn't because of family or business or boyfriend or, you know. I mean, we go through this time and time again. When are people going to realize these people are just full of what we call cops?
Well, you had that one that came out and said that if Trump won, she was going to take cyanide to commit suicide live on the air, on TV.
I don't think the FCC would allow that.
Okay, yeah. Well, yeah. But I don't think she's done it.
I don't think the FCC would go for that, right?
Now, I will say, I think this year it might be a little bit different. I'm not saying they're going to stick to their word. I'm saying we might see people, celebrities especially, applying for dual citizenship or fleeing the country, because I think one of the top things on Trump's list, at least I would hope, would be exposing the Epstein flight logs and the Diddy list. And if they're on that, I could see him wanting to flee the country as soon as possible.
Well, not only that, but if I was Anthony Fauci, if I was Merrick Garland, or even Chris Wray, I think that those things would cross my mind very quickly about leaving the country. But remember, Chris Wray came out when
just these Hollywood women like, what am I thinking of? What's her name? Cher and. Oh, I had a list of them somewhere. I don't know. But it's the same group that said the same thing last time.
So, anyhow, but, you know, I'm not seeing Cher or any of them shaving their heads.
Only the young followers, only the useful idiots do things like that. The leaders never do.
It's funny how quiet they've been since the election, huh?
Well, they've been screaming. They've been out all over the TV and demanding, you know, I don't know, demanding that women leave their husbands. I've had, I was watching them. They demand they will never speak to their family members again, those that voted for Trump. They'll never speak to them again. And promises, huh?
What a blessing. I mean, yeah, what a promise.
It's almost like when Fauci and DeWine and everyone was telling that you can't see your family, ban your family from Thanksgiving dinner if they don't have their shots.
Yeah. Same kind of garbage.
We didn't pay. We did not pay any attention to any of that at all. We did.
Good.
We said absolutely. These are mandates. They are not laws. Okay. And it's totally anti-biblical. Okay.
Yeah, it is. Oh, my wife and I traveled, went different places. Restaurants were open. Businesses were open around here in Missouri. We went up to some places with the grandkids, and we had a good time. A lot of towns, nothing shut down where I lived. There may be a couple of dumb businesses, but nobody cared, just ignored them. But life went on pretty much as normal.
You know what? You know, yesterday was Veterans Day. And, you
kind of remember that happening.
A whole number of restaurants were giving free meals to veterans. And a certain veteran that I know who's got a reputation for eating, you know.
Uh-oh, big eater.
Went to several of those restaurants and got more than just a few free meals.
That's kind of taking advantage of a good thing.
Anyhow, there you go. But I'm not going to mention his name on here.
You're not going to embarrass him on the radio.
Right. Anyhow.
He's good in private, right?
Yeah. So, but I think a lot of people out there might know who I'm talking about. All right, there you go. Hey, speaking of that, it seems like someone who took another real hard credibility shop, could that possibly be the lamestream media? It seems like it's like the AMA. They've lost, you know, people have lost. I mean, their credibility has gone way down.
Oh, there was a chart on, I didn't get everything down, but MSNBC,
CNN.
See, their viewership has been going down like 40%, 50%,
ABC.
55% on different groups.
Yeah.
And it's just tanking right now after the election because people realize, well, you know, wait a minute, this is going to be a huge camel of victory. What else did you lie to us about? And they were starting to wake up realizing that, hey, you know, these people have been feeding us a line of garbage, and all of a sudden the viewership is just plummeting. And I think that is good news, and I hope that keeps up.
Well, those razor thin, that this election, the razor thin margins didn't appear to be so thin, did they?
No, and look at CNN. They are going to be firing hundreds are going to be fired here as ratings continue to tank. This was London Daily Mail. And they're even going to wield the axe on some of the high-paid staff as dismal election ratings capped off a disastrous period for the cable news network. And they're sweeping layoffs. Chris Wallace, you know, jumped ship. And they aren't going to give any of their real high-paid people any raises. In fact, some are going to be canned. And well, just this summer, they laid off 100 people, and now they're going to lay off hundreds more. So what's that? Happy days are here again. There's a song we could play.
Yeah, okay.
The skies are clear and blue again. Happy days are here again. Okay, had to do that.
All righty. A couple of things we need to really pray for, and that is on the very first thing that the Trump does is that he pardons all the J6ers.
They said he's considering. I hope it's more than considering. I hope he just says he will.
All righty. We need to pray for Rick Scott to get that nomination tomorrow.
Yes.
That would be, we need someone who's for real. We just can't take any more rhinos, huh?
I've just about had a stomach full of them.
Well, let's give a rundown for some of what we need. First of all, I want to say, listen, the newsletter is going out. The newsletter is going out tomorrow. The newsletter is free, folks, and we have articles. Sometimes we go back and pick up an article that might even be a year old, something that nobody knew about, okay? And we showed you this. Did you ever hear about this? No, you didn't know about this, something that passed the House, some legislation or whatever. But the newsletter is going out tomorrow. It's free, and you need to sign up for it. All you have to do is go right up to the website, wrwl.org, or just write us, Doers of the Word Baptist Church, or What's Right, What's Left, and at 14781. That's WRWL, 14781 Sperry, Sperry Road, Newberry, N-E-W. Bury, Ohio, 44065, and give us a very clear address. We got to have a very clear address, your name and address, very clear, and even a phone number.
Some of those things are not very clear.
Well, yeah, I know. They write and they ask to send us the newsletter, but then what they'll just do is they'll give a return address with no name, just no name up there in the left-hand corner of the, you know, so we don't, little note. No, we have to have a name, an address, folks, out there, and we'll send you the newsletter, okay? So do that. They're missing out a lot, aren't they, Joe, if they don't get the newsletter?
Yeah, those are good newsletters, and what we ask is help us out when you get your newsletter. If you have access to a copy machine, make copies. Hand out to your family, your friends, people at church, you know, and, you know, just that postage and shipping and everything, it can turn around and maybe, you know, a 10-to-1 ratio, we can reach, you know, 10 times more people for the money. And being a nonprofit, you know, we watch every dime in the ministry. We always have, right, Pastor?
Well, we've been fighting for years, fighting communism, the hardcore communists, and we've sent out probably over a million of those 45 current communist columns to show people.
And, stuff, you know, and it all takes money.
Absolutely. And so sign up, get signed up for that. One more time very quickly tell you about the Jug County Right to Life Christian Christmas Concert here for Northeast Ohio, December 1st. That's it, Sunday, December 1st at 7 p.m. at 11815 Chillicothe Road. That's the Chester Christian Center, 11815 Chillicothe Road in Chesterland, Ohio. And this is our major, one of our major fundraisers. Come on out, be blessed with the concert, and help us save babies. As we fight every day to do that, don't we?
We do. And it's one of the most important things that can be done, saving a life that we know is precious to our Lord Jesus. And like you said, anything you do that glorifies him, he will bless.
Well, you know, the opposition out there, you know, they came up with a cancel culture to try to silence any opposition, to try to silence us. But we're coming up to a break. And when we come back on the other side of that break, President Trump is going to be talking about free speech, freedom of speech.
Oh, good, yes.
So,
it's one of the best clips we've had all year.
But before we go there, I just want to say, here's what we have so far. Chief of Staff Susie Wills. There's Willis. There's a question there. Deputy Chief, this is Trump's new cabinet. Steve Miller, that's a good one. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, that's a good one. National Security Administration Mike Waltz, that's a very, very good one.
Yes.
Stephanie Stefanik, Ambassador to UN. That's not only a good one, but that's a pretty one, too. Mike Huckabee, Ambassador to Israel. That's a perfect pick there. Huckabee and Israel, perfect, okay. Tom Holman, Borders Are, another one.
Nobody tougher.
Yeah, that's the guy. Lee Zeldin, EPA head, very good. Oh, John Ratcliffe, CIA. That, boy, if anyone deserves that, it's him, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And then Pete Hegseth, Secretary of Defense, and
yep,
yeah,
that is wonderful. The people, soldiers love him.
Yep, Elon Musk.
He might not be the highest ranking military officer, but he is so popular with the troops and the military.
All right, Elon Musk, Vivek Ramaswamy.
Vivek Ramaswamy.
Ramaswamy, Department. A brand new Office of Government Affairs. We're coming up to a break, and we'll be back. How much time? Okay.
Government efficiency, I'll correct you.
We needed that.
Government efficiency.
We've needed that department for a long, long time.
Amen.
That's really got to get the liberals up and, you know, actually saving money. Okay. Be right back after this. Don't go away. Much, much more to come tonight. We'll see you right after this.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries. 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.